Okay, no, man. Nah, bro.
I have so many questions. It says this is a deaf man rapping, right? Play it again. Play the deaf man rapping one more time. So first off, I would love for a person who reads sign language to tell me if that shit was a bop or not. Like, was that shit banging? Like, straight up, though. He signed the whole thing. So, did he have bars or what? I don't know.
This is Friends Party in Hell.
That fool said, I'm above average. I mean, I ain't no Ron Jeremy or nothing.
Hey, stay with me, man. Stay with me.
You can stop right there. That's horrible.
You hear that, Netflix? You hear that? Also, give us a shout.
I have no idea what I'm talking about most of the time.
The only podcast approved by the Vatican. That's the American spirit right there. You weren't expecting that, were you? This is Friends Partying in Hell, and I am joined today by my good friend Anthony. And this is the only podcast that keeps the fro out, baby. Look at that thing.
Oh, God.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm Bob beautiful. Ross flossing today, baby.
Look, if you're seeing this on video, if you're not seeing this on video, turn to the video, please. And the only one that provides video, I think it's Spotify. So go to, I don't care if you're getting off Apple Podcasts. Download Spotify, get an account, and watch his fro. That thing is epic. It's giving me 70s diva, little drag queen energy.
Jeez,
sashay
wow.
Away, RuPaul's wow. Drag Race.
Those heavy compliments, yo. Those are heavy compliments.
It looks great. You got a great set of fluff right there. I'm kind of jealous.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, it's I wouldn't. Just walk around like this?
hang on, real quick. Yeah. It's all dyed.
Yeah.
So how did you dye it? Is it at the root?
It's been dyed for a while, so now it's just the tips are blonde, and the rest of my hair is black, like natural. It's just that because the tips are the only thing showing right now, that's all you can see.
Got it.
But yeah, under it, it's two-toned.
If you ponytail it, I'll see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. It's. But no, I was in the middle of giving myself a Travis Kelce, you know, fading up, you know, getting my hair ready to be done, and you hit me up and was like, hey, I'm out of court.
Yeah,
for your court case.
I was like,
okay, cool. So I just threw a headband. I was like, let's do this.
Yes. I'm being sued for wrongful negligence.
There's a wrong way to be negligent? Is that what you're telling me? You're being sued for wrongful negligence.
I don't know the law, all right?
That's true.
I only know bird law. That's it. That's all I know.
True.
I literally am fresh out of court 40 minutes ago.
Nice.
And it was jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people thinking I'm a criminal. It was jury duty. And the first time I've ever done jury duty, I got actually selected, and I had to go through a criminal case, and it was like a whole thing.
Like
my first time. I was like 20 or something like that, 20 years old. And then I've gone to jury duty after that twice, but I've never gotten past the jury pool. Yeah. Like I've never had to have questions asked again. I never got to that point. Today that happened. We're asking a bunch of people questions and it was crazy because I was like, I don't know what's. I just was like kind of confused. I was like, oh shit, we're going into the courtroom. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And they sat us down. And because the first one I ever went to was a criminal case, it was a different process. And this one was a civil case. So there was another process. And I think that's what threw me off.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a little more lax in a way.
Okay.
Kind of like. And so they were asking us questions. And it was about so the judge was saying how we couldn't talk about it or whatever during it.
So obviously you're going to tell us about it right now.
Yeah,
cool. I love it. Love it. Go ahead.
No. Wait, I got to preface with, I can talk about it now.
Oh, you can talk about it now, but you couldn't talk about it
then. Yeah, if I was still in the process, I couldn't tell you about it. Oh,
okay. You got to cut that and just, you got to cut that and just be like, no, I can't talk about this, but fuck the system. And then I'm going to tell you anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave it on that. Lean on that. Lean in on that. Rebel.
Whatever. No, that's fake rebel. I want to be a real rebel, Anthony, not a fake one.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Yes, you don't want to be a real. Nobody wants to be a real fucking rebel. I want
to go to jail for real.
Nah, when keeping it real goes wrong. No. You just got to pretend. You pretend for the audience, and then you turn your cameras off, and you go back to your loving family. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it is. That's life,
man. So the judge was super pretty, by the way. And she was really happy. And I've never seen that on TV or in real life. You know what I mean?
An attractive and happy judge. it's like being a judge and deciding people's fate for like 30 years kind of weighs on your soul. It kind of sucks you dry. And then you end up looking like that kind of person. You're shriveled and sunken in. And
you look like
bitter.
A fucking alien. You look like a fat alien creature at the gavel. That's like, just, no, she was... She was super young.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you know she's new. I bet she was young. You know she's new because she hasn't had the hope sucked out of her yet.
Yeah. She hasn't been tainted by the system yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the case was about a fucking, get this, all right, a fucking property an insurance company. Mm-hmm. Just deals with property, so homes, insurances, and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the plaintiffs were like a black couple. I didn't know much about them. They didn't talk, so I don't know. But something happened where they're suing the insurance company for not paying whatever the insurance, whatever the fuck happened, right?
Oh, well, I can't be a judge because if I was a judge, that's you win. That's all you got to say. Because we all know insurance companies don't pay shit. They do their best to not pay.
Doug, just based on my conscience, I couldn't side with a greedy corporation
whose
only goal is to profit. That's it.
So then basically the prosecution saw you and was like, get him the fuck out of here immediately. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So it was interesting because they were asking, so we had to do a round of questions, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was like on a piece of paper, and then you're just like kind of giving off like just general kind of questions, like your name, what you do for a profession, what do you think about this, and you know, have you ever heard of this insurance, like just those kinds of things. And so it was really kind of general. I didn't really have one way or another for anything.
Yeah.
But when the first lawyer, the defendants, the plaintiff's lawyers were talking to us more in depth because they got to pick, you know, the jury, then people were like starting to like talk about like their experiences with home insurance, and it just was never
positive.
It was never positive. Yeah. <know? laughs> So the corporate lawyers, you know, there's an uphill battle that they got to fight, because for sure. So the plaintiff's lawyer finishes, but I don't get asked anything. Like, they don't single me out. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder why they didn't ask me anything. And then, because they were asking everyone everything, even for the smallest details, they were saying, like, does anyone you know even have this kind of this insurance company? And I said that my brother did, but they never asked me anything. And they asked other people the questions, and I was like, I wonder why they didn't ask me. So immediately I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, I don't think they give a shit about me, really. So I must have looked a certain way. And so then the corporate lawyer comes in, this lady, and man, that bitch was smooth, man. You could tell she could convince you to slit your throat in front of her. And for free, you know what I mean? Dude, she was good, bro. Like, there was this one line she said, she goes, don't you guys think that we all deserve a level playing field? Like, you guys don't know all the facts yet. And I know some people feel a certain way about, like, insurance companies. But you guys don't know our side yet. And would you say that's fair? That, you know, like, how could you decide on something without knowing it fully? And people are like, yeah.
Nah,
I was like, no, it's not fair.
That.
Like, in my brain, I'm like, no, nah, dude, we're not playing on a level playing field here, man. You guys are a huge corporation. And these are just two regular people, man. Yeah. And I'm like, but I was like, I was really attracted to that kind of power, you know, that kind of power manipulation.
That kind of corrupt power that comes with corporate, with the kind of corporate spending. Yeah. Yeah. Corporate
like, fucking backing. I'm like, she is sexy, man. I'm like, keep talking. And I was like, wow, she's good. She was good. So she gets to the ends of her questions and she asks a bunch of people questions too. And she was good, bro. And she has a bunch of post-its and she goes, I'm going to ask questions for the people like I kind of didn't. So up until this point, I haven't been asked shit from either lawyer. She gets to me and she goes, so you said you had like a filed a claim because one of the questions was, did you file a claim lately? And I was like, yeah, actually a couple months ago with that accident that I had, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, yeah. So she's like, okay, how'd that go? And then all I said was, I was dealing with insurance is a nightmare. She's like, all right, well, no more questions. she
didn't ask me anything else. All right, that's it. Cool, cool.
And that was it. So then they broke us on lunch. And then when we came back, they picked the rest of the jurors that were going to go, and I wasn't one of them. And, dude, it felt so good to get out. I was so happy in the car driving here. And I text you right away. I'm like, hey, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, if this feeling that I have just to get out of jury duty, you know what it must like to get, like, to not catch a case?
Yo, to be not convicted. Yeah, yeah. To be not guilty.
God, I can't imagine that. That feeling must be great, man. Woo. Like, holy shit, I did it. Whoa, it must be addicting. Now I kind of understand how Trump feels. He's always chasing the high, bro.
He's always chasing the high. He commits crimes on purpose so that he can get acquitted so he can be not guilty.
I get it, bro. I get it. I was like, whoa, dude. This is how I felt from jury. I was so excited, bro. I was listening to music. I put my shades on, bro. I was cruising with the windows down. I was like, whoa, bro. No,
free,
like,
imagine, baby.
Imagine if I'm out here committing crimes and just getting away with it. Fuck. I get it. I just get it now. It all made sense to me. I was like, yeah. So that was my day today.
That's a great day. I love it. I loved everything about that. Cool.
So good. So good. Now that I don't have the algorithm just yet.
Okay.
I have to wait for it.
All right.
But I do want to talk about something that's been happening in the news. And something we just talked on and stuff, and this has to do with the former president, Donald J. Cheeto Trump. All right. And this is something that's been on the news. So I don't know if you've seen this. All right. So
a few hours ago, I can't believe this, Trump launched his own line of sneakers at a sneaker conference in Philadelphia. I'm serious. The most expensive model is this. The Never Surrender high top sneaker, selling for $399 a pair. That's a lot pricier than a MAGA hat or his Victory 47 cologne and perfume. Smells like desperation.
I didn't know there was a cologne, but I'm not surprised. So there's that sneaker. Okay.
Smells like there's desperation. I like that dude, by the way. Like him. Yeah.
So that's the sneaker. Now it's all gold.
What are they called? The J6s? The January 6s? That's what you think. Donald Trump releasing the J6s, boy. Let's get them. Well, for real Patriots only. Jesus Christ, man. What is wrong with this dude?
No, I think they're called the T-47s or some shit. Okay.
The T-45s, right? That's what they...
T-45s, yeah.
Trump sneakers, J6s. Let's see. We call them the J6s, bro. That's what they are. The January 6s. Walk around rocking the J6s, baby.
They're called the Never Surrender High Tops. Yeah, that's what Buddy just said.
That's terrible.
Never Surrender High Tops.
Nah, we're good.
So, yeah, we're super good. But since obviously they came out, there's like buzz and stuff. And this is what Fox News had to say about that. Okay.
Sneaker thing. I was on social media last night. Very interesting. As you see black support eroding from Joe Biden, this is connecting with black America because they love sneakers. They're into sneakers. They love this is a big deal. Certainly in
I mean, he's not lying. I mean, you guys love sneakers.
Exclusive to black people. Black people love sneakers and that's it. Nobody else. Nobody else fucks with sneakers but black people. But dude, Rudy, you got a closet full of sneakers right now. You're going to add the J6s in the mix?
No, maybe.
Wait, this title here, Fox News. Black voters will move to Trump because black people love sneakers. Bro, you just changed the word sneakers with chicken or fucking grape juice or fucking or grape soda, watermelon. Like, bro, this shit is absolutely, it's outlandish. It's outlandish how quickly they will fucking compliment and backhand compliment us in the same sentence, dog. Like, right. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a great backhand.
This is cool. He's reaching them on a level that defies and is above politics. The culture always trumps politics.
Trump
understands culture like no politician I've ever seen.
Question for you on that point, though.
Yeah.
Will the people that are excited about the sneakers and excited about Donald Trump, will that translate into them going out and voting for Donald Trump?
Well, anybody willing to put $400 down for a pair of sneakers? Yeah, I think that's commitment and love.
I mean, that's kind of true, though. Like, if you are going to spend $400 for Trump sneakers, I think you might.
I mean, that's true. And that's how you know. You see a nigga wearing some J6s.
J6s.
Yeah, bro. You see a nigga in J6s, dog. You know that nigga, he ain't part of it. You know? He's not down. You can avoid that person. You know what I'm saying? It's like the MAGA hat. I'm sure Kanye will have himself a pair of J6s, you know? Right? You don't think Kanye's gonna hop on a J6 bandwagon?
No, that motherfucker doesn't even wear shoes anymore. He just like walks around barefoot and shit.
Yeah, but he makes shoes. He's gonna change
some other shit. No, no, no.
Yeah, he's gonna get involved.
This is just a cash grab. This is just some gaudy, awful gold everything shit he always does.
Everything he does.
Yeah, and that's all this is.
Yeah,
and
everything he does is cash grab.
The news cycle needs bullshit, and it's like, so we're gonna talk about Trump's shoes for a couple days. Like, and that's really all it is.
Yeah.
Like, but here's the thing. What's disappointing about this stuff? Because it's like, it's funny. I mean, I wanted to play it because I think it's hysterical. It's so ridiculous, right? Yeah,
it's asinine.
But then this shit happens, and then I'm just like, mm.
But like the oh.
Now the mayor's gonna call me. Everybody's gonna call me and say, you wilding out, Joe.
You wilding out,
Joe. Why you got the Trump? Look, man, it's the first one.
Why you got the J6s, Joe?
I'm a sneaker collector.
Fucking.
I don't know what none of these guys did. I collect sneakers. The rarer, the better.
Get your mans, Rudy, dog. These are people's, bro.
No, I didn't pay for these sneakers.
This is the kind of shit I hate for real, though. See, that's why I hate DJ Khaled. Because
this is not DJ Khaled, by the way. For anybody listening, if you're not looking at the video, this is Fat Joe, but Rudy says this is why I hate DJ Khaled. Continue.
He makes me so mad. He's just so mad that I gotta find any excuse to blame him. I don't know how, but he's involved somewhere.
Hey.
I can't piece it together yet, but I guarantee you. No, but this is the shit that I can't stand, bro. I can't stand this shit. It's like, damn, bro. Like, you're really just gonna you're just gonna sell out, bro. Like, hard like
for
that?
For the J6s,
God
bro.
Damn.
I mean, he did
dude,
say he didn't
God
pay
damn.
For them. He said he didn't pay for them, which means Trump so gave them what? To him. Like, no, it's not that he. I'm just wondering, like, how did he. Is this video longer? Did, like, Trump specifically be like, you know, give a couple pairs to my Latinos and some of my black guys? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was it one of those things or what happened?
Sorry. I didn't pay for these things. They knew I had to have them. Because I'm the biggest in the game.
I love the song in the background.
I know, it's
what
terrible.
I
think
was playing on his hose.
I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of that. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. Because, like, it's like... Like, you can make... Like, see, this is where the... I don't know. For me, try to help me here. Try to help me, like, mind the gap here.
Okay.
So, like... The shit is funny because how ridiculous this
it's
shit
absurd.
Is.
Yes,
it's absurd, and it's obviously a cash grab. And if you're dumb enough, like there's zero sympathy I have for that.
Oh yeah,
for insurance companies.
No,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, I have zero empathy today.
Yeah,
and no, so it's just like, yeah. So that for me is fair game. Like, we're gonna laugh.
Yeah, of course.
But then there's someone that has done shit that you would say. Yeah, bro. Like, I'm glad that dudes like him have done what they've done
for the culture.
For the culture,
for the culture, yes.
And then they do shit like that, yep. And it's just like,
yep.
And then to be proudly ignorant, and the motherfucker said,
yep.
The motherfucker said, I don't know what neither of them people did. I'm like, yeah, you know,
you
bro.
Know what,
yeah,
you know, right? Come but then that's the thing, that's the disconnect, right? It's like we keep looking at these brown, black, Hispanic, you know. We keep looking at these celebrities that are supposed to represent us, right? Because representation matters, so we cling to that. And let's be real, these people are rich. They don't, you know, they don't care about us specifically. They might go out there like Dave Chappelle might go out there and tell some jokes that resonate with me or with you or, you know, with people who lived the same kind of life that he lived at one point. But mm-hmm. at some point, you have to realize that when Dave Chappelle gets up on stage and says, I don't care if Trump gets elected because that will be a good thing for me.
Yeah.
You have to realize that a little bit of that is jokes, but that's probably really true, though. Like, when you walk on stage, he don't care if Trump gets elected. Does he want Trump to be president? Eh. No.
Yeah.
But is he going to be mad if Trump gets elected? Nope. Looks like my taxes are going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to benefit. So I think it really is a situation where you have people like Fat Joe who has the means to live above the bullshit that we're going through to then cop a pair of J6s and have them in his closet because it doesn't hurt anybody. He's above all that. So the J6s, yeah, to him, it's a vanity piece. But to us, it's the boot on our fucking necks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well said. Well said.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still got one day of February left, and it's still in there. Still feeling it, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black and I'm proud.
Black and I'm proud.
No, I mean, yeah, yeah. I think that you perfectly encapsulated that feeling. Because then it's like, this is where it's like, okay, well, it's not fun anymore. But I mean, I'm going to joke about it because fucking Sharpie beard ass Fat Joe
over had here, a Sharpie on his face.
Like an asshole.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're fair game now, fat ass.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is? The really sad part about it is that Fat Joe, as much as he's been out of our purview for years and years, as much as he might be washed up and old and his music don't matter anymore, he don't get club popping the way it used to be anymore, and it's, you know, it's not 20 years ago, he's not really relevant. Yeah, yeah. You hear me, Fat Joe? But yeah, as much as those things are true, he does still have a platform. There are people that will look at that and say, it's okay for me to get cop the J6s because fucking Fat Joe got them. And you're going to tell me I'm better, I'm more of a gangster than Fat Joe? Nah. If Fat Joe says the J6s are okay, then the J6s are okay. And that's the sad part. That's the sad part about it.
I can't wait to see them shits out on the street. I'm going to see the J6s on somebody's feet at some point. It's gonna be fucking hilarious.
And I think you treat the J6s the same way activists used to treat fucking people wearing furs in the 60s and 70s. Got hit that bucket of red paint, baby. You keep some fucking spray paint on you, dog. Them J6s go walking down the street, you just walk up to a mother, keep it moving, bro. Spray paint all over a nigga J6s. Fuck them.
Before we get into the algorithm, here's this other fat fuck that I can't stand.
You found some fat shit. Found some DJ Khaled shit. Please,
thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
You want to get in the back?
This nigga right here.
So he.
That's fucking hilarious, though.
There's no pussy in fucking calorie, 10,000 calorie a day intake, fat motherfucker over here.
That boy eat everything but pussy, dog. Oh shit.
Woo! Yeah. Yo, he did not want to get his fucking Jordans dirty, so he had his security guards pick him up. Two of them pick his fat ass up. I know they strong, but I know that shit wasn't easy.
Picked
his ass up. So he wouldn't get his Jordans
dirty. So his feet didn't touch the ground. Hey, respect where it's due, though. At least they're not the J6s. His homie, his boy, Matt Joe.
Silver Linings.
Right? Yeah, Silver Linings, baby.
Silver Linings playbook over here.
Yeah, because his boy Fat Joe just told us that he got the J6s, and if Fat Joe was walking on J6s, he would do the same thing. He'd have, you know,
mess up the chains.
Don't want my J6s to get dirty.
Look at his ass. And he got picked, so he got picked up again.
Yeah.
He went from one car to another car.
Hey, they are struggling, bro. Them boys struggling. Struggling black man. Look at that dude. That dude was struggling his ass off. He said, thank you. Nah, nigga, you better put some money in my hand. You out here talking about shaking my hand. Where the money at? Is that Rick Ross? What the fuck is wrong with you, dog? Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
This is all perception, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I cut you off. Mm-hmm. This is all perception. If he was a funny, I mean, he's funny because he's a fucking idiot, and it's not ironic to me ever.
Yeah.
Because I just can't stand him.
Yeah.
But if I didn't feel that way about him, I'd be like, oh, that's funny. He's obviously doing it for the TikToks.
And yeah, if Jack Harlow can do it and get away with it, I'm okay with it. I'm be honest, I'm okay with it. I don't like Jack Harlow. I hate Jack Harlow, actually. Okay. I think he's a rap by numbers kind of white boy that's in the game, and everybody loves him. And I think
any of his music.
All of it's trash. All of it's garbage. But my point is, though,
he sings that Whips and Chains song, right?
Yeah. I don't want no whips and chains or whatever. Loving on me. That shit, come on, what is that? That's like if Justin Bieber decided to be a rapper all of a sudden. That's the kind of rap you get from Justin Bieber, I feel like. I don't understand how he got popular or whatever. Like, how you get popular when Lil Dicky's still out there rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, how Lil Dicky and Jack Harlow haven't switched places, bro? Like,
yeah, because one's more digestible than the other white boy. That's all. That's all it is. You can still have your... You know, especially in the rap game, being white shows you the prejudice straight up.
I'm not about to get into white politics as it pertains to hip hop. You know, so I'm not. But you know, Jack Harlow he's not my bag. But I wasn't mad when he was, you know, doing the same thing at the Kentucky Derby, right? Because then he did the same thing. He had a white suit on.
Oh yeah, that's right. He did.
I don't know if he had Jordans or whatever, but he had his white suit on. He had a couple of people pick him up and carry him around a Kentucky Derby. And it's like, all right, well, you know, I guess you got the money to fund it like that. Like,
I'm going to do? I'm just going to have people carry me around too.
You should order.
I'm going to spend my whole check just to get someone to carry me around.
Yeah. Uber Eats said they deliver everything, right? That was their Super Bowl commercial. We deliver everything. Make them deliver you somewhere. just fucking hold me, pick me up, and carry me.
Instead of using Uber Eats to take you somewhere.
to take you specifically, your physical person, pick me up. And even if it's, because I know you got a Publix across
that's
the street.
That's a good loophole.
Yeah, just that's pick a good me up loophole. And carry me to Publix. I don't want to have to touch the outside ground today. Wait for me at the door so when I'm done grocery shopping, you can take me back home.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's,
fuck that wolf.
Eat the rich. Eat the rich.
Eat them up, baby.
Become
the rich. In which case, then you fucking change everything.
You know, what they say in Batman, you join the bad guys and then you become the bad guy because you were good the whole time. However that saying goes.
What?
The Dark Knight, man. The movie, The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Oh, it's okay.
The Dark Knight. You're a good guy long enough and then you become the bad guy. That's how it goes.
Yep. That's how, sure.
That's how it goes.
All right, I'm done with
that. So I think now it's time to play our algorithm.
Hey, let's do it.
Welcome. You've got
Breedy's algorithm.
Baby, it'll blow your mind.
Now, we just finished talking about rap, and just so happens I have a really good rap song for you, Anthony.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try to have you decipher. I mean, I don't know. You tell me the lyrics. You tell me what you think about it. I don't know.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, man. Nah, bro. I have so many questions. It says this is the deaf man rapping, all right? Play it again. Play it again. Play the deaf man rapping one more time. So first off, I would love for a person who reads sign language to tell me if that shit was a bop or not. Like, was that shit banging? Like, straight up, though. He signed the whole thing. So, did he have bars or what? I don't know. Secondly, he's deaf. How does he know how to keep a beat? How does he, you know, like, where has he heard?
He was, though. He was.
I said, how did he learn to keep a beat? Where did he hear rap music before? Like, what the fuck? Thirdly, there's a group of people sitting on the back porch like, this is every day. They're not even paying attention to this nigga. This nigga out here rapping. And they're just, like, talking and having a conversation like, don't pay that fool no mind. He's just rapping for the camera. Dog. I don't want to do his thing yet. Because if I'm over, I'm like, what is he doing? Because I couldn't be there, is what I'm saying. I couldn't be there.
Hey, give me a second, man. I can't talk, dude. Those are all really good questions, Stop. Man. And the sad part is I don't have an answer for you.
There's no answer for none of that shit. Bro, I'm just saying, though. Like, I couldn't be a visitor at that household. And I walk up, they introduce me to, oh, this is my deaf brother. What's up, man? You know, nice to meet you. All right, and then I'm sitting there, I'm chit-chatting. He walk away. He walks to the middle of the yard and starts to. I can't have a conversation with you, dog. I have to stop what we're talking about. I'm looking over. I'm like, yo, what is he doing right now? What is that? Oh, he's rapping. No. Hang on. Hey, come bring him over here. I want to hear. That's ridiculous. Play it again, dog. Play that again. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's absolutely fucking ridiculous. I can't believe that's not a parody. That's a parody, right?
No.
That has to be, dog. What deaf person with everything stacked against them is gonna be like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do in my life?
Rap. Fuck, man. God damn, dude.
That don't make no sense.
Hey. Fuck, dude. That shit literally hurt my head. Like, I'm laughing so fucking much, man. I don't know. I didn't know what your reaction was gonna be. You threw me off for a second. I was like, oh shit, man, he's gonna want me to cut this now. It's gonna be too much.
Your
reaction really caught me so off guard. That's what made me laugh harder.
I'm sorry, bro.
I felt like, oh man, you're disappointed in me as a friend.
I was a little disappointed in you as a person. I don't know, but I don't. It's like, where do you, what's the inspiration? Like, this dude was watching a rap concert, and he knows people on the side that do the sign languages for rappers, you know? Like, he saw one of those and was like, I could do that too, but I could be the front man. I won't be relegated to somebody's side of stage. I'm going to be the rapper. So he took it like he's dreaming big.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I didn't realize I had that prejudice till just now. But I don't want to see deaf people in my rap music, in my music genre. Get out of my music genre, deaf people. I'm not a fan.
Oh my god, that shit was too much. Whew. Okay. Now, here's this since today I exercised my democratic right to be in a jury. God-given American right to do this. So I was part of the process. I was part of due process today, okay?
Damn right. Now
this guy is also part of due process, and this is him. This is a guy who just had something to say at a town hall meeting, all right?
Good evening, cowards. Nice to see a bunch of fat, ugly women.
Oh,
what?
Excuse you. What? No.
That's fucked.
They're fat, ugly women is what they are. Let's talk about it. You don't have
to. Yo, what the
That's
fuck?
That's what our taxes pay for, bro. He's got a right to say what he wants.
But, yeah, I was not expecting that.
Did you hear everyone's gasp?
Yeah. We live in a society.
Nice to see a bunch of fat, ugly women.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
what?
Okay. You.
What?
No.
They're fat, ugly women is what they are. Let's talk about it. You don't have to. Bye. It's called free speech. Bye.
That's not free speech. That's insulting.
Bye. That's good. Shut up.
Okay, everybody.
And we wonder why children are retarded stupid today. We wonder why. We wonder why when we have these pathetic people here called teachers rape the children's mind.
Jesus.
And if you people are too stupid to know what rape is, it's called control.
Easy. That was it. I think they cut the mic off.
They weren't going to let him mansplain what rape is. he was about to get straight into it.
Well, sir.
He was about to tell a bunch of women that he just called fat and ugly. He was about to mansplain to them what rape is. And I guarantee you at the end of it was going to be a joke about how they would never know because they're fat and ugly. And they never have to worry about that in their lives.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is some fun town hall stuff. That is some – that's you got to exercise right. He was super right about. He was like, "Hey, it's free speech." No, it isn't.
I don't. You know, I gotta be honest, bro. I know free speech is a thing, dog, but consequences used to come along with free speech, and I feel like we've lost our way. People don't get smacked around as much anymore. Anymore. And I feel like that's a big. If you're gonna have free speech, you gotta allow people to check citizens who take their free speech too far. You know what I'm saying?
Slap them around.
You know, like back. Yeah, you got to be like, I mean, I'm not saying like, you know, hit somebody so hard they fall over and crack their head on the pavement or nothing like that. I'm not saying like, let's kill it, like kill a fool.
Let me interrupt that thought process there, because I'm always confused about like, why do we allow Nazis to just like march in the country?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, bro. You talking to a motherfucker whose history in this country is you try to march, they hit you with a water hose. And that shit wasn't no just garden variety water hose. These fucking hoses were putting fucking holes in brick buildings.
Looney Tunes hoses.
It was Looney Tunes shit. They was sicking German shepherds on you. And now you can walk around calling people in a fucking school district town hall where your kid goes. You call them fat and ugly and explain to them what rape is. You can have Nazis walking down the street just Heil Hitlering all down fucking Main Street. Nobody says a fucking word. Nobody says a word.
A new like Black Panther thing, but call it something else. You know what I mean?
It wouldn't happen. They tried that. They tried Black Lives Matter, and they shut that shit down immediately. True. And before Black Lives Matter, white people tried to do it too. They tried Occupy Wall Street, shut that down immediately. This is not
fun. Is what you're saying?
Democratic country. We're barely a republic anymore. This is a fucking dictatorship.
It's
not
fun anymore.
It's not fun. It's not fun being alive in 2024. It ain't cool, bro.
Some people are thriving, like this chick over here. I don't know how. And I kind of understand why, but you tell me.
It last year, I went very, very viral because I was selling my farts in a jar. And unfortunately, I was hospitalized because I got a little bit overzealous and was producing too many farts and ended up in the emergency room because I thought I was having a heart attack, but it turned out to just be gas pains. So I made about $200,000 selling my farts in the jar, but I was forced into an early retirement.
What, man? What? Well, by the way, just I'm looking at her. I'd buy her farts, but what the fuck? How do you almost have a heart attack from having too many farts,
dude? You're eating too much hot wings or something. You're eating too much hot fried farty foods. Too many hot beans.
Too
or
many
something.
Frijoles. Like, what is it doing? Like.
Too many frijoles con salsa.
There you go. No, that's weird. That's weird. I'm sorry.
It is weird. That's weird. It is weird to go to the hospital for exploding your asshole. Like, your asshole gets prolapsed.
I don't. That kind of threw me for a loop. That's just like subpar farts at that point. Like, you're like, if you fart so much that you almost die, like, you're not. That's some Darwinism shit, right?
I'm gonna have to do some research to see if that's even possible.
That's what I'm saying.
Can you
die? Your bloodline is weak, bro. Your bloodline is weak. I would ask for a refund on those farts.
No, but check me out, bro. All right, let's do the math, right?
All right.
She's selling a can of farts or a jar of farts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's say at 20 a pop.
I mean, I think it'd be a little bit substantially more, but yeah, okay.
Okay. Enough that you're making $20,000 a year. Now, how many farts is that?
She make 20 or 200?
200, sorry.
200,000.
200,000.
Yeah. How many farts is that? I don't know. Ask any fat middle-aged white dude. That's a typical evening after pizza, beer, and fucking hot wings, bro.
Like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So that's what we're trying to get at here.
Yeah, weak bloodlines. You got a weak bloodline, bro.
No,
She can't even fart $200,000 worth of farts in a year without dying.
It's not the farts.
That's a weak bloodline.
It's not the farts. It's what you're doing to your heart to create the farts.
So what is she doing to her heart to create the farts?
Eating too much junk food.
I don't know. She looked like she was in pretty good shape. She was in pretty good shape.
She did.
Some artificial bullshit to get farts.
Or like, I don't know,
swallowing air from a balloon or some shit, you know, in order to fart, and
as they say, you can't burn the asshole two ways, you know, you're gonna burn out, so it's what they say, it's a saying, I've heard.
So she talking out of her ass, and so are you. I don't know if y'all niggas full of shit.
Oh my god. Well, Anthony. We had some laughs, we had some tears, we've had some farts. Thank you so much for everyone that's been listening, and we'll see you on the next one.